Okay. Yeah.
I'm just having a bit of fun here because in studio now we have Juano Perez, and we're going to be talking. He's from the art group from Santry, and they have an exhibition here in the Northside Civic Centre. Good morning to you both, and I also have Noreen Delaney as well. How are you both?
Grand. Good morning. Thank you.
Okay, tell who wants to tell me about the exhibition, Juan?
Yes, well, the exhibition is we were offered to show in this exhibition here in Coolock by the Council Madeleine, and we're very happy to submit our paintings, and I believe they are well received.
Okay, now it started the other day and it's running on the 17th, so it's 2 weeks.
That's right.
Tell me about the art group, Noreen.
Well, the art group is up in the Resource Centre in Santry. I got to know of it by passing by one day up to Omni, and I saw a phone number and art group on it. So, and I rang up and I joined the class. It's on the upstairs of the Resource Centre, okay. An art studio. And
had you been interested in art? Was that something?
Yes, I was. Okay. Yeah, many years ago, watching Frank Clark on the television, and you know, joining groups that would be painting and drawing, but I wasn't very good. I thought I was very good.
Okay.
But and then myself and a couple of friends went up to Santry, and Juan was the tutor up there, and we do very well.
Can I ask you this, Juan, if I could ask you, Juan, this is sort of new to me to the extent of art. I was only thinking about it before you came in, and I always thought that artists, in most things they do, work alone. So the idea of an art group, so how does that come about, and how do they learn from each other? What's the idea in the process?
Well, a painter when he's working, it is a very solitary kind of job, mm-hmm. because it's not like a musician that you are playing and you are depending as well of the group and the other instruments and mm-hmm. other players. But a painter, it's let alone with his thoughts. And I was there for many years, and I'm still there. And sometimes to be on your own all the time, especially if you dedicate yourself all your life as a professional, mm-hmm. To paint, it's not a very good thing. Sometimes to be alone for too long, it can influence you and your work in a negative way.
Okay. Can I ask you where you're from?
I'm from Madrid.
Okay. So how long are you in Ireland?
Mid-70s, I don't know. I lost the count, but it's over 30 years.
Okay. Yeah. So you're well used. I know that's all we ever talk about here is the weather, but you must be well used to it.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, the weather doesn't bother me at all.
Okay, and can I ask you, is there ever any times in the course of your tutoring, teaching, that you have to be really, really blunt with people and say, you'd be better off going home and painting the wall now and wallpapering.
No, I never.
I'm not looking at you when I'm saying that. No,
no. Statements like that you can say. I mean,
no, I don't mean. I don't mean you have to be cruel, but I mean that maybe there's people that come to the classes and they want to be able to paint. They'd love to have a talent, but not everyone can play a guitar or.
That's
play
true.
Piano, so
that's true.
But sometimes you have to be blunt and say, "Well, okay, no, it's not for you."
Well, you see, I believe that everybody we have a certain element, an artistic element in ourselves, which is hidden, and it's up to if you have the artistic impulse. In this case, it's painting. And you want to try and see how you're getting on with it. You have to give people a chance mm-hmm. to see how they react towards it, because it's something new in their lives. Okay, some people are quicker than others, and some people are really marvelous. They pick up things really fast. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean they're going to go to the finish, to the end, quicker than the one that perseveres and it really wants to do it. You know what I mean?
I suppose with the styles as well, some people can be expressionists.
Absolutely.
Know.
Yeah.
Okay. That's. Yeah. I'm glad to hear you saying that people get the chance to as well. Yeah. Why did you look so?
No, he doesn't.
When I was talking about people not being, you looked immediately very guilty. What was that all about?
No. You just have to persevere. But I mean, Juan would come up and say, "What is this? What is this that you are doing?" And he will, if you bring in a picture, a photograph of something you think this is going to be beautiful, I can paint this. He will really discourage you if he feels that's way beyond where you are at the moment, okay. You know, and suggest other things or show you other pictures that might be more in your range you are at the moment.
So you're good with the perception one and picking up on the different styles and the talents that people might have.
Yeah, well, I think my role in the class is to encourage everybody and to respect who they are. They are ordinary people that they like art, they are enthusiasts about art, and they deserve all my respect. Although if they are beginners and they struggle, sometimes I advise them, okay, mm-hmm. Why don't you look for something that you feel that you can manage? You know, there are things, especially when somebody is learning. It doesn't matter within the arts how to play an instrument or how to paint, or that they don't realize the difficulties and how to get there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And the path is not as easy as it looks.
Yeah, well, I can sort of vouch for that, because I'm sure that there's a lot of charity shops, there's a lot of pawn shops that have guitars and amps in them where kids buy them. Yeah. They think that they pick it up in two weeks, pick up the guitar and they can join the Rolling Stones tomorrow.
Well, that's it.
But it takes a lot of hard work and practice.
Correct.
So I'm sure the same applies
correct.
Too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and of course, I'm there to if I see that is it's going to be a problem for them and they're going to struggle in all the way, it's better to advise them and tell them, well, look, why don't you go for something that you feel... I'll help you all the way.
Okay. Tell us again where you're based the duration, if someone goes down to you, the duration of the classes and stuff like that?
Yeah. And they are 3 days a week, in the morning and in the evenings, and that is Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays. Mm-hmm. And the classes start in the morning at 10:15, and we finish around 1:00. We take a break around 11:30. We go downstairs. It's always nice to take a little break and to socialize as a group.
Okay.
And make a few comments. And then we go upstairs and we finish it off on the second half.
Okay, well, you can correct me if I'm wrong with any of this. I'm going to read out off the leaflet. And
sure.
It's artforum7@gmail.com. Or you can ring 842239. Or the mobile is 087-2315-915. There are all the details. I'll give them out again later on. For anyone that's interested, if you actually have a bent for art or want to learn how to paint in any shape or form, at least you get a chance to the extent. I'm going to ask you, Noreen, now, is any of your exhibits downstairs?
Yeah, I've got two pictures downstairs.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, it just shows.
Yeah, it goes to show you, yeah.
Anyone can do it.
I don't know, Noreen. You're being a bit modest now. So what are they of? How did you pick the subject?
One of them is a poppy just opening, and I was watching it in my garden and I took a photograph of it the day it kind of almost completely opened. Okay. Early in the morning. So that's one, and the painting is just of that poppy on its own. And the other is a picture I found of a Manchurian lady with her baby on her back. My daughter-in-law's from Manchuria, and that just really struck me. Okay. And also because I wasn't doing full faces, it was kind of profiles. Mm-hmm. So the drawing of it was hard. And I'm, as Juan will vouch, I'm not exactly the world's greatest at drawing.
Okay. And so, if I was to ask you, which one you preferred. I mean, both of them, I'm sure you enjoy doing, but did you enjoy painting the painting or something that you saw and caught your eye in the garden? Which did you get the most pleasure from? If that's I don't know if that's a fair question.
I enjoy doing them both. And I think when I think of them, I would have thought I got the most pleasure from doing the poppy because it was my poppy and I planted it and all that. But actually, no, I enjoyed doing, I got more satisfaction out of doing the lady and the child. Because that was out of my comfort zone. And
is this the first time you've ever had anything exhibited?
No, about 2 years ago, was it 2 years ago on? There was an exhibition from our class held in an empty shop up in Omni.
Oh, I see.
And it was very successful and it ran for a week. The then manager was very happy to have people from the immediate area to show paintings. And we did, the whole class on a Tuesday morning showed some paintings.
Okay, unfortunately we've run out of time, but this exhibition is running from the 8th, well, it started on the 8th and it's running on the 17th of May, and it's from the Art Forum Art School there in Santry. And again, you can look up artforum7@gmail.com, 84223 19, or the mobile is 087 23 15 915. Listen, it's been a pleasure having you both in, Ronan. Thank you very much.
Same
and
thing.
Let's hope we have a good summer fight this year. I'm waiting to remind you home a little bit.
Well, as I said, I don't mind the weather. I'm used to it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.